And now this is a dictation for Annabelle, A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L-E, Recker, R-E-C-K-E-R, March 6, 2027. Address as a letter to Dr. Tarumaraja, T-H-A-R-U-M-A-R-A-J-A-H. Dear Dr. T, a follow-up for Mrs. Recker, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, underlying dementia, last visit in April, no hospital admission, has lost weight but eating well, 3 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, reflux, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, no incontinence, no gross edema, hard of hearing, memory issues, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no orthopnea PND, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril as the only blood pressure treatment. Today, blood pressure 140 over 80, right-sided, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, a mild aortic systolic murmur appears to be regular, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no gross edema, decreased hearing, normal speech, no gross rigidity, tremors, or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, October, sodium, potassium, normal, minor increase of bicarbonate, creatinine stable at 1.4 for a GFR 32, stage 3B. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Present GFR 33, anemia 11.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no dialysis, no symptoms to suggest uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis at the same time. She might not wanted to do dialysis given her memory issues, dementia, and other problems. Next number, hypertension. Next number, small kidneys, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, malanemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.